It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Small business owners are turning to community lenders during the coronavirus epidemic. CPR business reporter Sarah Mulholland explains.
The federal government started a loan program for small business owners earlier this year in response to the COVID-19 crisis. But the rollout last week was bumpy. Many of the biggest banks in the country have been unable or unwilling to meet demand. Josh Wolkin owns several restaurants in the Denver metro area. He says there's also concern the money will quickly run out.
A friend of mine who's also in the business was comparing it to trying to get concert tickets. You know, everyone's stressing out, everyone's anxious, and you're waiting in line, and it's competitive, and there's a lot of disappointment out there.
Local business owners have had some success working with smaller community banks. Wolkin anticipates closing a $1.7 million loan from one next week. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Denver created an emergency homeless shelter at the National Western Complex to stem the spread of the novel coronavirus. Denverite's Kevin Beatty visited the site while workers completed the transformation.
600 olive green cots stretch for hundreds of feet inside the center's expo hall. On Thursday, they'll begin to be filled. Denver is relocating people from shelters that are otherwise too small to accommodate social distancing measures. They'll get a bed, 50 square feet, and access to meals and showers. Britta Fisher, executive director of Denver's Department of Housing Stability, said the pandemic shines a light on the city's housing crisis.
This is a call to all of us to take care of our neighbors. There are more people experiencing homelessness than are represented by the cots here, right? This is a small part of that.
The economic toll could end up inflating those numbers. Fisher said people may be facing housing insecurity for the first time as unemployment soars. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
A new fiber network is now giving 14 mountain communities access to high-speed internet. The Denver Post reports the Northwest Colorado Council of Governments spearheaded the project that started in 2014 and went live Tuesday. It's a 400-mile loop of fiber starting in Denver, running west. The broadband network brings services through Meeker, Craig, Steamboat Springs, and Grand County. Census questionnaires will start landing in some mailboxes today. Colorado households that have not already filled out the 2020 census online will get a chance to complete and return a paper copy. Nearly 50% of Colorado households already responded to the census, which is about 4 percentage points better than the national average. This is CPR News.